I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Have you pressed the button, please?
Yes, I pressed it.
What were you talking about?
Oh, we were talking about Rose Creed.
Oh, Madame Rose.
Yes.
I have met her.
You have met her?
Of course I have met her.
Of course.
Because you used to go and talk with her.
Oh, yes.
I know her very well.
Yes.
I was listening to your conversation, you know.
Yes, yes.
That you were talking about money.
Yes.
And property.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
But you don't want to worry about it.
No.
Let us talk about other things.
Yes, that's right, darling.
I brought the children with me.
Oh,
But you know, they are always around.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I come and talk with you,
yes.
The children always come too.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Very well, darling.
Only sometimes, you know.
No.
I'm not quite sure if you hear me.
No, I'm hearing you quite well.
I was with you yesterday.
Yes.
And today I come with you here.
Yes.
I walk with you from the place, the hotel. No?
I know, even when I go to work, I feel you are by my side walking.
Well, that is so. I am constantly around.
Yes.
I'm not always able to be present.
No.
But I come when I can.
Yes.
And the children.
Yes.
I think you would be so surprised.
Yes.
If you could see them.
Yes.
You have the pictures. You have the drawings.
Yes, yes, I have.
That is not so bad. And they are very good. But all the children are very beautiful.
Very good.
They will...
Has Sibylla changed at all in the last 10 years?
Not really.
Not really?
There is, not really any change.
No.
She looked very much the same.
Yes.
Like me. I look the same. I look very young.
Yeah, yes.
No old age here.
But
I am beautiful. Oh, I should not say that.
You have become younger.
Like the photograph.
Yes, yes.
But younger.
Yes. But Sibylla must have grown older a little.
Well, she look about, how you say, perhaps 17. Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. The age business does not worry us.
No.
We are not conscious of age.
No.
There is no old age. No.
No, there is no
old age. It seems as if you reach, I don't know, a certain age, more or less, you know.
Yeah, they remain constantly young.
Like you will be young when you come here, not like you are now.
No, that would be very.
But you are quite good for your age.
Well.
I think you are remarkable that you still have, I don't know, much that I remember as the same man.
Yes.
You're not really old.
Yes, even people say that they're surprised at my capacity for work and memory.
Yes, that is all right, and I think it is good, but although you don't have any strenuous work, no?
No.
But at the same time, I think
mental.
You'll have to go slower.
Yes.
You must not try to do too much.
No.
But you walk quite a bit.
Yes. But I
that is good exercise for you.
It's the best thing one can do. Because it does help your heart and...
I think you've got a bit thinner.
Yes, I mean...
I think
but my weight is constant.
You say that, yes, it is so. But I think your face has gotten a bit thinner.
Mm-hmm. My best is more or less exactly the same.
Well, that is what you think, huh?
Mm.
But you look younger than you are. But I know that it is only for a while now.
Yes.
The time is getting closer.
Yes.
When you will come and join me,
yes.
That is what I am looking forward to.
I'm very glad
you join me.
I'm very glad you told me yesterday that the book is coming out next year.
Well, I have no reason to think it will not. I think it will. But I don't think, I don't know why I think this, but I think it will come about in a different way to what you think.
Yes, I see.
But I'm not worrying about it.
No.
But it will happen.
Yes, I see.
But time is difficult, but I think about a year.
Yes.
You're going to see this man again, no?
Tony, the editor of Psychic News.
The magazine.
Yes.
Huh? You're going
yes, tomorrow I'm going to see him.
You talk about it.
And,
but I think there is a lady there,
who, yes.
If you have all the material, you know.
Do you know the name of the lady?
She would do it. I'm sure she would do it because she's very interested in everything. I would like you to meet her.
Do you know the name of the lady?
No, but I know she is something to do with the paper. Mr. Tony would know. She has done several books.
Yes, you don't mean...
That is, if the other man will not do it.
No.
Does he not say definitely?
You don't mean there's a lady called Pam Brewer. Is she the...
No, I don't think it is the name. I don't know for sure the name. I wish I did, but I know she goes in and out, and she works there. But I think this man that was thinking of doing the book, is he not going to do it?
No, he hasn't said no, and he hasn't said yes.
Has he got everything, the material?
Yes, yes, everything, he's got it.
He has the tape recording.
Yes, yes, he's got it.
Well, he could do it.
Yes. Well, he has got to do it now. Because so far he was saying there's no publisher willing to take on the publishing of the book. But if he goes about in a negative fashion, you'll never get anywhere. You must have the money.
I think he's got too many chickens. He's got too much ground.
Yeah.
To look after.
Yes.
I think he spends a lot of time in his house and in his garden.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sit down to write anymore.
Well, he has to be more positive and concentrate.
Well, I wish he would.
I'm on the
I job. Think that if this woman,
yeah.
She might be interested. Perhaps you ask Tony if it is that this woman,
yes.
There is a woman that might do it that he knows.
Yes, I see.
But you would have to give them all the material.
Yes, yes,
you have to give them all the tapes and everything.
Yes.
Or make it possible for them to know.
Yes.
Everything. That would mean you'd have to sit and talk with them, huh?
Yes, of course.
Perhaps it can be arranged, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling about it now.
Uh-huh.
That it will be done and it will be about a year.
Yes.
I think it will be to do with the psychic paper.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Oh,
I
yes.
think so.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like very much for you to do it.
Yes, well...
It will be like, what you say, epitaph?
Yes.
Is that the word epitaph?
Yes.
I don't know. Somebody tell me that a good word is epitaph. When a person is finishing,
yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
And then when you have finished a book,
yes.
Then you come here. And you leave the record for people to read,
yes.
And help them too.
Yes.
That others will know, like you and I know,
yes.
That it is not... the end,
no.
You know, death
no.
Is not the end, it is the beginning
yes.
Of a greater and a more wonderful existence.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could shake you. You do not know what I mean, huh?
No.
When I shake you.
Shake me, yes.
No, you don't know what I'm trying to say.
No.
When I come to you in the flat, in the place, you know?
Yes.
In the, I wish I could do certain things to make you know.
Yes.
So that you see and hear me.
Well, I do sense that without...
I know you feel me.
Yes.
I know you sense me and you are conscious of my presence.
Yes.
But I wish you could see with your eyes.
Yes. That.
And you could hear with your ears.
Yes.
When
yes.
I come and I try to make you see me and I speak or try to convey my thoughts to you. Like when you come here, I can talk with you.
Just like me.
And I wish I could do this at home.
Yes.
That is what I would like so much. I don't know. I do my best.
Yes.
I love you.
Oh, darling, love will never end.
I am closer to you than perhaps you realize.
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder if you realize how very close I am to you. But I love you. What shall we talk about? The children. They want to talk a little if they can. I don't know. They always insist, you know, that I talk to you.
Yes, right.
They say, no, Mama, you, Papa wants you, Dada wants you, you know.
Yeah.
But they know that if you are happy, if I can talk to you and you are happy,
yes,
they are very happy too.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, you see, they never were taught to speak on your side.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I know.
They have no earthly knowledge.
But mind you, they had previous incarnations.
That is a different thing. one can talk and talk and talk about it.
Yeah.
But it is the previous incarnations are interesting, and they are very helpful to know about perhaps, but I am more interested in now, not in the past.
No.
Interested in now.
No.
You know?
Yes.
And the future, and us together with the children,
yes.
And all the past experiences that we have had are important.
Yes.
And I do not forget them, of course.
No.
But sometimes some of the experiences of past centuries of time ago, when we were on Earth,
yes.
they are dim. You
yes.
understand? Dim
yes.
in one's memory.
Yes.
Because we learn from past experience, but it is the present, the moment of today, and the future that is important.
Mm-hmm.
We have gained a lot from the past.
Okay.
But it is what we are now that is important. Huh?
You know, there are moments in everyday life. I remember how you used to manicure my nails regularly and help me, and now I have to do them myself. And it's very, very difficult, I find.
Well,
do you remember
I can't help laughing at you. I know you will perhaps wonder why I should laugh at you,
right.
But now you are having to do things which you are gradually,
yes.
you have learned how to do, you manage.
Yes.
But I used to make so much fuss of you.
Yes.
I used to, well, I don't know, I'm very happy that I could do it, and I loved you, of course, but and I love you now. But now you have to cut your own nails, and you have to do little things which you never thought you would be able to do,
no.
but you are learning.
Yes.
And I would not call you a good cook.
Well, I don't cook anything very much.
I know you don't, but I watch you sometimes, and I think, he is learning, a little more each time. And what about the what do you call it now? The thing that you churn everything up? I don't know, I can't think of the word.
You mean whisk?
No. You make things like the carrots and things, you know. You put it in the thing and then it makes it all like a drink, you know.
Oh, yes.
What do you call it?
Milkshake, like.
Yes, but there's another word for it, I can't remember.
Yes.
I watch you sometimes.
Yes.
But you still look after yourself pretty well.
Well,
I think.
Yes.
You always look respectable.
That's what everybody says.
It is true.
And they wonder how I do it.
You look after yourself. What
without,
about the laundry?
Yes.
The
without,
laundry?
Yes, without anyone around me.
You manage.
Yes. I understand. But I like doing it.
Well, it keeps you out of mischief.
Oh, well.
Not that I think you would get into any mischief.
No.
You know, I don't know. I sometimes think, all these years, it seems a long time for you, when you've had to manage all by yourself. Huh?
Yes.
When I used to make so much fuss of you, I used to wait on you,
yes.
hand and the foot.
Yes, exactly.
Because, you know, I have to laugh about it in a way.
Yes.
I spoiled you, you
yes.
know.
Yes, of course.
But I'm very happy that I did.
Yes.
And I shall always spoil you.
Yes.
At least I don't know about spoiling you. But I shall always be very near and very close to you.
Yes.
I will always try to do whatever it is possible to do for you good.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
But you know, sometimes I think to myself, we might have had longer together. Perhaps
yes.
it was not to be, yeah?
Yes, that's the same.
And India. I thought I heard you talking about India.
Yes,
were you
know,
talking about India?
You know Rose Creek.
I know she had some.
She
lived for a time in India.
She had connections with India because her husband was a miner, coal miner.
I know that she did live for a time in India.
And she didn't like it at all in India, and she wanted.
Well, I suppose that is understandable.
Yeah.
I think it is very difficult for Europeans.
Yeah.
To understand.
And she was very musical and.
And that the climate is very difficult, I think, for
yes.
people, especially people from Europe,
yes.
who are not accustomed to the heat.
Yes. And she was very musical, and she had got her own ideas about life.
But I like music, too.
Yes.
I'm very interested in music.
Are you learning any music?
Yes, a piano.
Piano.
And also I like to learn other things too, but I probably will. But you don't do nothing like that. Huh?
But listen now, they've got this electronic gadgets on the piano and the organ and all this.
Oh, I don't think I would like it. No, I don't think I would like anything like that.
No.
I don't think for a real musician those things are important.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know enough about these things. But I know that, I would like myself to have done all sorts of things on your side.
Mm.
But I was not ambitious, really, was I?
No.
My only ambition was you.
Yes, I know that.
To look after you and take care of you.
I know.
And to love you.
Yes, I know.
That was my life.
Yes.
And I was happy.
Yes.
You look well. You feel well.
Darling, talking to you like this, it takes years out of my...
Oh, I can't tell you how I wish everyone understood like this.
Yes, but...
You know, the realization that death is not the end, and that people will come together again and be as one.
They don't know.
I wish everyone knew. And that is why I would like so much for the book to come out, to be published. And that is something we both want so badly.
Yes, but
I think it will, I'm sure it will come to pass. No?
Yes.
The children are so thrilled and excited when you come here.
Yes.
You know, they are so wonderful.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, I always say to them, you must come and talk to Papa, to Dada, you know?
Mm.
And they say, all right, but Mama, it is you he wants.
Mm.
Because, you see, you did not know the children.
No.
And yet they have watched over you too, like me.
Yes.
And I think it is, I don't know.
Yes.
You know, when I was on your side of life, it was not possible for us to have children.
No.
But now we have two beautiful children.
Yes.
But they are born by love and through love.
Yes.
And it is a love of the spirit, not the flesh, you know?
That's right.
What should we talk about today, quickly?
Yes, darling.
I will shake you.
Huh?
You don't know what I say.
Yes.
How is your foot?
Well, my foot often has corns.
I know. And I notice that you get twinge, would you say?
Yes.
And you get this trouble. Now, if I was on your side, I would bathe your feet and I would do things for you. But it's not too bad at the moment, huh?
No, no, it's not so bad.
But you know, I don't know.
But you know, the trouble is that as you get older, even your nails get thicker.
Your nails?
You know, the nails.
You mean your toenails?
Toenails.
And then you have a job to bend over and make them...
And there is no scissor that can cut them. Like an ordinary nail.
No.
And I have to file them, mind you.
You have to file them?
Yes. With a proper foot file.
I don't know, I've seen you. I should not laugh, should I?
You are.
But I cannot help laughing sometimes when I have seen you, when you're doing a pedicure. Is that what it is?
Yes, pedicure.
And if you had me, I would be on my knees doing it.
Oh, yes, you'd love to do it, too.
But I'm not going to do it now.
No.
You have to wait until you come here. But then again, when you come here, it won't be necessary because your nails won't grow.
No. But they say that it's quite common when you get very old.
I did not know that was so.
The nails get very hard.
Well, I don't know. I would not know about it. What about your head?
Well,
you're getting a bit bald.
No, I've always been bald in the center, but on the side it grows just as fast as ever.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, you say so. You know, you look marvelous, but I think for your age it is marvelous. You are good, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I love coming to talk to you. I have to wait so long.
Yes, darling.
Don't I?
Yes.
And you can't help it, it is not your
fault. No, I know.
Sometimes I think if you did not live so far away...
I suppose now I shall see you in the summer, next year.
In the summer?
In
June. Oh, that will be a long time, huh?
Yes. Because I don't know if Leslie is going to America or not.
I don't know. I can't say.
No.
But whenever it is possible, That is important for me and for you.
Yes, that's right.
But you're good. Your health is pretty good. Huh?
Well, I know you're always by my side. That's the most important thing.
You have a different room in the hotel.
Yes, I got a very nice room.
It is a different one.
Yes.
Not the one that you had before.
And it's right in the front.
I know, but it's not the one you had last time.
No, no.
It is a different room.
Yes, it's quite different.
Because I remember, I come and see you in the hotel, you know.
I see the whole Piccadilly Circus from my room.
But you know, I think they made a lot of changes too.
Oh,
I mean, from the old days, you know.
They're constantly making changes.
I suppose they have to.
Yes.
But I have very happy memories of that hotel.
Yes.
You and me,
yes.
When we used to come to London and used to stay.
There's something about the hotel which is very...
But there was another hotel that we stayed at several times.
Yeah, only once we stayed there because we couldn't get accommodation there.
Ah, I remember that. I was trying to think...
And that hotel has closed down.
Oh, it is gone?
Yes, it's gone.
But I always remember the hotel
you
stayed.
You know, half of Piccadilly is changing.
I know. And I think it is very depressing, because it used to be so lovely.
You know,
and there used to be some very nice restaurants.
Yeah,
and
you know,
we used to go, and we listened to the orchestra.
Yes.
They used to play, you know, the orchestra, and it was, but they're no longer there.
No.
They have gone, huh?
Yeah. You know, the big store, Swan and Edgar, we often used to go there for
lunch. Of course I do.
And that has gone.
Why? Well, I suppose everything changed with time.
Well, the trouble is that... taxes and rates are so high, and they run into a million, and people can't afford to pay.
Hello, Dada. Dada.
Yes, darling?
Sibylla.
Hello?
Sibylla.
Sibylla, darling.
Hello, Dada.
Yes,
I just come to give you my love.
Yes, thank you, darling. I want
we
to...
We are all here with Mama.
Yes.
Grandmama is here, too.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
I am so happy.
Yes,
with Mama.
I am so...
And all my love, Dada.
Yes, thank you, dearie. I give you my love.
All my love, Dada, too.
Yes, I know, Peter.
I'm here, too.
Yes.
But you know, whenever you come,
you
always concentrate on Mama. So that Mama and you can talk and talk and talk. But I just wanted you to know, Sibylla and I are both here, and we give you all our love and all our blessings. And a big kiss.
Yes. Thank you, darling.
Bless you, Dada.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, my love, Dada.
Yes, darling. This is my Sibylla and Peter.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, darling.
Yes,
did you hear the children?
Yes.
That for a few moments they were able to break a barrier.
They were quite shy of talking.
Yes, they were so thrilled. And they were so anxious just for a few words.
Yes.
But they always say to me, no, 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 you go. Yeah. It is you.
Yeah.
And today I say, all right, you must say a few words.
Mm.
Just to Dada, you know?
Yes.
Oh, Dada, I can't tell you what this means to me to be able to come and talk with you again like this.
Yes.
All I want is for you to be happy.
Yes,
and to know that at the end of the time, I am here waiting for you.
Yes, I know.
It is a little longer you have to stay.
Yes,
huh?
I know, darling.
Oh, I wish I could kiss you.
Thank you, darling.
But I will come and be with you.
Yes.
You know that.
Yeah,
I wait. I have to wait. But I love you. Don't worry about me.
No.
I am happy. You must be happy.
Yes.
Bless you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
I have to go.
God bless you.
All my love.
Yes,
darling. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could talk more. God bless you, darling.
Yeah.
Well, I did very well.